telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Election Day, everybody. The time is now. You want your voice heard. You don't like the idea of billionaire overlords. You think maybe it isn't such a good idea that corruption seems to now govern our electoral processes, that money is speech and corporations aren't people. You like fairly drawn legislative maps, you know, so that voters pick their representatives and not the other way around. You believe that women should have a right to bodily autonomy. You just generally might think that Elon Musk is running roughshod over veterans and folks on Social Security, Medicare and Medicare, Medicaid, all of that in the balance today in one form or another. We have a packed show for you this afternoon. There is going to be plenty of time for you to sound off if you have been a voter today, if you have feedback about whether or not you're getting in and out of your polling places. Are there big lines? We want to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I would be remiss if I did not start with my thanks to my colleagues here at Civic Media. Had a little bit of vacation, folks. Back in the chair today, but my thanks to John and Gordy, Dan Schaefer, Jim Santel, of course, Calvin on the boards, Jamie Martinson, my senior producer, helping shepherd all of those fabulous guest hosts over the last week and a couple of extra days. But to kick it off this afternoon on Election Day, I could think of no finer guest than Mr. Mandela Barnes, former Lieutenant Governor, friend of mine, friend of each and every one of yours. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Mandela. Good to see you today.
It is always good to see you. Happy to be back. Thank you for having me. Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day, Wisconsin. Let's show who's boss here, and it's not Elon Musk. How are you feeling about the election today, Mandela? Are you excited? I'm pretty excited. I'm feeling positive. What is your mood this afternoon?
Positively, I'm positive, but it's a cautious positivity.
Yes.
Because we haven't seen this amount of spending before. It is the first big election or first election since Donald Trump was elected back in November. So we're talking about, you know, just over 60 days post him being sworn into office for a second time and the destruction and the chaos that he's caused. I do look at this as a referendum. And what gives me this cautious positivity is the fact that the race shouldn't be this close.
Right.
This should be a landslide election and all things equal. If, you know, we weren't dealing with this insane amount of spending, they probably would be equal, or we would actually be in a place where the polling reflected the true feelings and thoughts of people here in Wisconsin.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it is in part a referendum on these, again, turning the reins of government over to billionaires. And I don't mean just Elon Musk. It's the billionaire cabinet of Donald Trump. The last time I checked, billionaires don't really know what it's like for regular Americans. And I think ensuring that we have a Supreme Court that's not simply going to do Donald Trump's bidding, but that approaches cases fairly and objectively, gives litigants a fair hearing, is so essential to help restore some trust in government. So much happening today. Mandela, did you early vote or did you go into a polling place today?
So I early voted. I went to vote Saturday because I knew today was going to get a little hectic.
Yes.
Which it did get very hectic. I'm actually not even in Wisconsin right now. I'm in New York at the moment. I'm going to be on cable news a little bit later today, talking about the stakes of this election and hopefully talking about a very positive outcome.
Indeed, sir. Much good luck wishes for your appearance. I think it's so important to hear from folks like you. We saw again in this election cycle, I'm going to call it, this isn't the Swift boating, I'm going to call it the Mandela-ing that apparently Republicans now do. Again, in your race, I think leaning into people's racism, some of their implicit racial biases, darkening of your face and some of your opponents' ads. We saw this same thing happening with Susan Crawford, despite legislation in the state of Wisconsin that is supposed to prohibit that or at least require the disclosure of the use of AI to manipulate images. Your thoughts on not just the money in this campaign, but the tenor of the campaign, the partisanship in this campaign, and also some of what I'm going to call dirty tricks employed by Schimmel and Schimmel supporters.
Yeah, well, we're talking about people who don't play by the rules anymore, and it's because it feels as if they don't have to. Law and order is not in place in this country right now. Not only do we have Donald Trump as president, who was convicted of multiple felonies, but not only do we have the January 6th rioters who've been pardoned for their crimes, not only do we see this consistent theme of lawlessness, of course it's not going to stop at election integrity right now. Of course, people are going to use the most sleazy campaign tactics, and they'll figure out how to deal with the consequences later if they have to do that at all. And this is what happens when you have so much money being poured into political campaigns. And you mentioned, the influence of billionaires in our government. And this has been the case for a long time. This isn't a new thing. But when more people with these insane amounts of wealth decide that this is just their next frontier, then it is the people, working people in this country, working people in the state of Wisconsin, who end up having to pay the price because they end up getting manipulated by these false campaign ads about, by these completely dishonest and unethical tactics.
Yeah, I personally was out of state for a little bit over a week, and I did not miss watching the campaign ads and the misrepresentations coming from Brad Schimmel's camp, as well as the PACs supporting him. Mandela, as you think about what tomorrow may portend, what are you most hopeful for, as well as what are you most concerned about, given the way the two outcomes that we may be looking at in the Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin?
Well, I'm hopeful that we come out of this thing. I'm hoping that we emerge victorious, because it will show that the people have more power than the world's most powerful unelected billionaire. And it will show that the people won't be fooled. It'll show that people truly understand what's at stake and are really ready and willing to fight for their rights. And, obviously, when I say the cautiously part, just because, it's the best candidate doesn't always win when it's this amount of money. I wouldn't have lost if I wasn't outspent by $26 million. I'll tell you that much right now. And the people here in Wisconsin, are, deserving of so much more than a democracy that's bought and paid for, which is no democracy at all.
Yeah, I really think it's shocking how Brad Schimmel has made no bones about the fact that he's simply going to be an errand boy for Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Cal, let's take a cut 14 and let's take a listen if you got it.
Donald Trump doesn't do this by himself. There has to be a support network around him. And that, they filed over 70 lawsuits against him since he took the oath of office barely a month ago. Over 70 lawsuits to try to stop almost every single thing he's doing, because they don't want him to get a win. They're so desperate for him to not get a win that they won't let America have a win. That's what they're doing. And the only way we're going to stop that is if the courts stop it. That's the only place to stop this lawfare. And
I'll ask for your reaction. I just wanted to give you mine. As an attorney, listening to someone who is a candidate for the highest judicial office in the state, basically pledging political fealty to an individual, right? Not just the idea of an administration or a set of conservative versus liberal principles. Not that. Saying, I'm here to be Donald Trump's support network. The job of the courts is to do Donald Trump's bidding is so deeply disturbing to me as an attorney. It's an abrogation of the first and most important, the most primary oath of any justice, which is to take cases as they come before that court, to not prejudge them, to not view yourself as an arm of a particular politician or political party. Your reaction to these I'm just going to call it insane words from candidate Schimmel.
Well, I'll tell you, the stage has been set. There is no path to ascending in conservative politics without ascribing to not the politics of Donald Trump, but the person Donald Trump as an individual. It is one of the wildest things I've ever seen, especially as a political persuasion that prides itself off masculinity, prides itself off of all these other virtues, and there is literally one tact to being a member of this party, and that is doing whatever Donald Trump says. And that's not, not even to be gendered about this. That I don't think there's anything manly about that.
Yes, indeed. Folks, we've got former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes with us to kick off this special Election Day Maggie Dawn show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Did you go vote today, folks? Was the polling place busy? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And I want to address, before we take care of a little business here, Mandela, this whataboutism, this doctrine of false equivalency that I hear from conservatives very frequently. And that is, when faced with the facts that Elon Musk has spent north of $20 million, one man in one race, I hear, well, George Soros donated money. The scale here, ladies and gentlemen, is not comparable. George Soros's total donations to the Crawford campaign or related organizations, south of $2 million. That ain't 20, right? It's just not comparable. Oh, yeah. And George Soros isn't trying to destroy the VA, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid under some guise of efficiency. That's bogus. More with former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and you, 855-752-4842, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Back with more in just a moment.